You're listening to SBS News.
A morning church service began the first day for the 46th Parliament. Joined by ministers and senators from across the political spectrum, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he was praying for the missing Australian in North Korea.
I must say my prayers this morning are for Alex Sigley and his family. And this is a very troubling and concerning situation, and we will be continuing to use every effort that we have to locate him and hopefully be able to bring him home safely.
Arriving at Parliament House and participating in a traditional smoking ceremony, the new Parliament was welcomed into its first session by the traditional custodians of the land, the Ngunnawal people.
I stand here in awe of a legacy that has been tens and thousands of years in the making. I also acknowledge Mr. Scott Morrison, Prime Minister of Australia, Mr. Anthony Albanese, Leader of the Opposition, Mr. Ken Wyatt, Minister for Indigenous Affairs, and other Aboriginal members of Parliament, Senator Patrick Dodson, Mrs. Linda Burney, Senator Malandiri McCarthy, and Senator Jackie Lambie, and other honourable senators and members.
Scott Morrison made acknowledgements in return.
Here, 65,000 years of Aboriginal culture meets mere centuries of Westminster tradition, which the Leader of the Opposition and I represent in being here together.
As did Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese.
When the Prime Minister and I eventually got together to chat about my election as Leader of the Labor Party, the one issue that we discussed was reconciliation. It was the first agenda in which we need to cooperate as a parliament.
Heading to the Senate chamber, senators and the House of Representatives waited for the order of the Honourable Chief Susan Mary Kiefel, AC, the recently appointed deputy to the Governor General.
I declare open the 46th Parliament of the Commonwealth.
The 46th Parliament has welcomed 19 new senators and 27 new members to its fold, each taking the oath of affirmation or allegiance.
Members making the affirmation, do each of you solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors according to law? I do.
I do.
This new parliamentary term is also beginning with a new Labor Party leader.
Our nation looks to see what we can deliver for them in the 46th Parliament. I'm up for it. We're up for it. Let's begin later today.
While the Speaker of the House, Tony Smith, was re-elected to the position uncontested, the President of the Senate, Scott Ryan, drew controversy. Although Mr. Ryan retained his role, Green Senator Nick McKim used his self-submission to draw attention to the plight of the Morrison government's agenda.
Let me make a blindingly obvious observation. The government does not have a majority in the Senate. This Senate has not been given a mandate by the Australian people to pass the government's agenda unaltered. If that's what the people wanted, they would have put the government in a majority in this place. But they didn't. They've elected a balance of power Senate. And for too long, the major parties have used their collective majority in this place to determine how the Senate operates.
As the Parliament prepares to battle out the Coalition's tax cut package, which needs four independents to back it because the opposition won't, key Cross Senator Jackie Lambie remained coy.
Mate, I haven't got enough information on the table. I'm still waiting for the information to come through, so I'm not going left or right on this.
Fellow crossbench Senator Sterling Griff from the Centre Alliance indicated he could support the tax cuts in exchange for a deal.
Our support for the tax bill is contingent on an energy package that will ultimately reduce the price of gas, which affects industry and also affects electricity generation.
But the opposition is holding steadfast, refusing to support the tax cut package in full. Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.